Welcome to the Kingdom Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoyed this message by our guest speaker. For more great content, visit klcmaine.com.
Been living too limited. The place they're living is too limited for them. That's 2 Kings 6:1. It says the place you're living is too limited. He showed me Malachi chapter 4 where it talks about calves that need to be released from the stall and that will come out treading down the wicked. He spoke to me years ago when this thing first hit that we would go from lockdown to harvest. Come on. And, you know, then he told me that one of the keys is having the right word at the right season. And Isaiah 61 says, "Spirit of Lord," verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And one of the things he's upon me to do is to preach release to captives. And every one of you, honestly, God wants you to step on out. And in any area of our life, you know, we need to get out of the small places. Come on. The place you're living is way too limited for you. And I don't care where you are, whether it's sickness, disease, poverty, or anything, God's calling us out. Come on. He's calling you out of depression. He's calling you out. Come on. He's calling you out of bondages. He's just calling you out. And if you'll hear, one word from heaven can change your life forever. One word can spark something in you that will move you. Come on. One word. You know, I was doing the meeting in St. Louis, Missouri, and, you know, under a 4,000 seat tent. And I'll never forget that night because the worship leader, it was great worship. And he said, "Close your eyes, lift your hands towards heaven." So I did, and I had my eyes closed, and I'm worshiping God. And all of a sudden, I heard the tent erupt in terms of just people praising, and wow. And I looked up, and there was this friend of mine who'd been in a wheelchair for 16 years, a paraplegic. Literally, from neck down, totally paralyzed, running. Not just up and kind of moving, running around the tent. Now, that's more than one type of miracle because muscles atrophy, and you have to actually, even when I've gotten people out of wheelchairs before, it takes them a while to get their mobility back because they haven't used those muscles. This guy's running, so I'm chasing him, and because I couldn't catch him, I realized why I'm no longer playing baseball. Because, you know, if I can't catch a paraplegic, that's not a good thing. But I was going to tackle him, but I didn't want to put him back in the chair. So I finally caught up to him. I said, "What happened?" He said, the worship leader, you know, he said, "Close your eyes, lift your hands." I couldn't lift my hands, but I could lift my eyes. He said, "I lifted my eyes." He said, "I heard this word, run, run." He said, "I forgot I couldn't." So he said, "I started running. I figured when I realized I couldn't be doing that, I better not stop because I was doing it." And that's how God gets us out of camps. That's how God gets us out. Come on. That's how he gets us out of places that are too restrained for us. One word, one word, one word. And we forget we can't, so we do. We forget we can't, so we do. God's going to begin to override stuff. Come on. See, he don't live in our little boxes. One of the things that I'm going to talk about, the sound of now. There's a now sound in the spirit. There's a now sound. See, the right sound produces the right results. The right sound, wherever you are today, it's because you heard a sound yesterday to get you there. Come on. And in order to get to the next level, you got to hear another sound. Come on. Everything in the kingdom is based on that. God spoke the world into existence. Literally, sound produced matter. Come on. That's why you can speak to a mountain. And if you don't doubt in your heart, and literally if it's something God has spoken to you and through you, that mountain has to obey you. Come on, because sound has more power than what's actually in front of you. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Now faith is. See, I found out if it's not now, it's not faith. Come on. God is the God of the now. See, Jesus didn't even say, I live by every word that God spoke. Matthew 4:4, he said, I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He basically said, I live by now words. I live by now words, words God's breathing on. See, many of you, you, in order to get to a new season, you need a new sound. You know, the Bible says we'll reap if we faint not, and in due season we're going to reap. I found out in order to get into due season, there's a sound that will launch you there. Come on. There's a sound that brought you into this season. It's a word in due season. It's a word in due season. And a word in due season is a word on wheels. It's a word that will move you. Come on. It's not a word that you take good notes on. It's a word that moves you. And when God's on the move, it's because people are listening to a sound. Come on. So how many of you know that you couldn't even be saved until you made the right sound? In Romans 10, you could have believed, but you only believed unto righteousness, but you had to confess it unto salvation. It wasn't the belief that saved you. It was the sound that saved you. When Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, it wasn't the dream that changed America. It was the declaration of the dream that changed America. And had he never spoken it, there wouldn't have been a revolution. There wouldn't have been a movement. It's always the sound that causes everything. Come on. The right sound produces the right results. You got to understand this. It's so exciting to me. And part of the now sound is recognizing it has to be God. It's not as, you know, it's not an original sound from us. It's a sound that originated in heaven. Come on. And we hear it on earth, and then we return it by speaking it. And literally, there's no performance of God's word until we return it to him. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? You need to begin to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. That literally man was designed to be able to recognize the sound of God's movements. Adam and Eve in the garden, it said they recognized the sound of God walking in the garden. They recognized the sound of the movements of God. We know the earths were formed by a sound out of God's mouth. Come on. We know the church was formed by the sound of a mighty rushing wind that launched everything. Everything is launched with a sound. And God's about ready to release a new sound. See, in the natural, it's a little backwards. In order to break the sound barrier, you have to accelerate to a certain level. And when you get to a certain velocity, you break the sound barrier. But in the kingdom, in order to break the acceleration barrier, you have to have the proper sound. So the proper sound from heaven, according to Joel chapter 2, when it comes, can make up for all the wasted years. Make up for all the wasted years. Make up for all the wasted years. There's an acceleration barrier. Come on. See, faith comes by hearing. It doesn't come by heard. Well, I heard that. Well, I heard that. Well, you know, that's someone who's stuck right there. Can I say something? Many times we're stuck because we stopped. See, a lot, I tell people, the places we stuck is where we stopped believing. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? I asked God, I said, God, how come only faith pleases you? He said, because only faith releases me to do what I want to do. He said, my will can't be done if someone doesn't believe. My glory can't come unless someone believes. Unless we believe, if we believe, we'll see the glory of God. He said, I can't do anything unless my people make the right sound. That's why I said in Matthew 6 to pray this way. I was trying, it wasn't a cute little prayer. It was opening up the heavens to earth. God said, hey, I know what I want to do, but until my people will let me come on by agreeing with me and speaking, nothing happens. See, what I found out, the original sin was that Adam didn't make the right sound. He had all power, he had all authority, and he wasn't deceived. And he watched his wife being tempted, and he was right there with her, according to Scripture. Now, he didn't make a bad confession. He didn't say the wrong thing. He said nothing. Come on. And let me tell you something. What you don't forbid is automatically permitted. So every time the enemy comes in, if you don't say no, he takes more and more and more. That's what's happened in America. Come on. Because God gave us all authority, all power. He said power, life, and death is in your tongue. He didn't say it was in his. He said whatever you... He basically said there are angels that I have assigned when you speak the right thing to see it done. Come on. They hearken diligently to the voice of God, according to Psalm 103. But he said... The same things as when we speak contrary to God, they're fallen angels that are also on assignment from a different realm. I'll be honest with you, sometimes silence is not golden, it's yellow. We need to get the chicken spirit out of the church. The righteous need to be bold as a lion. It's in our DNA, by the way. It's in our DNA. And Proverbs 30, verse 30 says the lions are the king of all beasts. And it says they retreat from no one. Come on. That's in our DNA. That's why God says, if you shrink back, I have no pleasure in you, because it's not your DNA. It's your DNA to believe. We're supposed to be believing believers taking new land and new territory. See, many of you right now, you feel like you're victims, but I'm telling you, God's calling you out. He's calling you out. He's calling you out of victimhood into conquering. He's calling you out of depression and discouragement. He's calling you to take a step of faith. If you'll hear his voice and heed his voice, he can turn it quickly. He said, oh, that my people would listen to me in Psalm 81. And he said, if they would listen to me, he said, I would quickly subdue their enemies. Come on. You know, every time you see a move of God, it's because someone believed, someone prayed, someone made the right sound. See, when we praise and worship, the miracle, the revival in Pensacola, thank God for Steve Hill, thank God for Kilpatrick, but it was one teenage girl that had a song of the Lord the first service, and she approached, and when they let her sing it, the moment the words came out of her mouth, the Holy Ghost hit. Why? God liked the sound, and he sat on that every single service for 5 years straight. Every time they sang that song, God would come down. God, there's a sound. You tap into this sound, you'll change history. You tap into this. You know, God said, hey, I want you to make a sound for the heathen. Ask of me, I'll give you heathen for your inheritance. I'll give you the nations. Come on. He said, if you speak the right thing, if you speak the right thing, he said, you can begin to call your sons and daughters from afar, your spiritual sons and your daughters. You make the right sound, they'll come, because they've just been waiting for the sound to come. Come on. That's where the prophetic comes in. And the enemy's making all sorts of sounds. You got to cast down those sounds. You can't allow anything but the now sound. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Period. So I'm going to outshout the enemy. I'm going to be just like Jesus. When the enemy came in and tempted him, he didn't sit around and make no sound. He didn't even think the scripture. He spoke it. Yeah. Come on. You know, the enemy came in and said, It said, Satan said, Jesus said, Satan said, Jesus said, Satan said, Jesus said, Satan left. Don't ever let the devil have the last word. Don't ever let the devil command the sound. Don't ever let the devil command the sound in the atmosphere. Don't ever let the devil shut down your praise. I'll be honest with you. What's going on right now is the enemy is trying to silence your sound. So we end up living in Lodabar, just like, you know, just like Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth. And Lodabar means the place of no expression. That's where he was crippled, not just in his feet. Because impression without an expression leads to depression. And when the church is not expressing faith, we're in trouble. Come on, somebody. I love this stuff. I love it. But, you know, we're putting a trumpet to our lips. It's a time for war. See, what's going on is many of us, like Queen Esther, we have access to the king. If you're born again, you have access to the king. He's your dad. You have free access. I mean, Esther was the wife. You know, king didn't even know she was Hebrew. But when the Hebrews were about ready to be destroyed, Mordecai, her uncle, came to her and said, Esther, hey, he raised her. He said, you've been born in the kingdom for such a time as this, and if you keep silent, don't you think harm won't come to you? Come on. If you don't make the right sound, harm's coming. If you don't make the right sound, God put it this way, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from the wicked way, seek my face, and pray. He said, if they'll make the right sound, I can heal the land. If they make the right sound, I can heal the land. See, I don't know about you. I know about me. I know we the church. I'm getting my people. They preach back at me now. They used to be quiet. We ain't gonna be quiet no more. Come on now. We're not being quiet no more. I don't want a quiet church. Heaven's not quiet. Come on. It's all right. Make a joyful noise. Make a triumphant noise. Make a victory noise. Come on now. Why? Because we already won. Come on. We might as well have our victory party right now. That's it. That's it. You know, that's people, somebody might be offended. Yeah. So, yeah, God might be offended if we keep quiet. Be full of the Spirit, speak it. Didn't say be full of the Spirit and don't say anything. In fact, if you're not saying things, chances are you ain't full of the Spirit. Be nice, this is nice. But see, what I found out is God's leaving us. He's leading us in a new season with a new sound where he's going to make a way where there is no way because of a sound. Come on now. See, the next wave of God is a sound wave. That's what's going to start it. The right sound is going to start the wave, and we're going to literally ride that sound wave because God's going to sit on it as king. Come on now, king of the flood. See, when you make the right sound, everything changes. Psalm 18 talks about that they said they cried out to the Lord and said the Lord heard from heaven their cry and said he was angry. Smoke came out of his nostrils. I mean, he was steaming. And it said he rushed down. He rushed down. When he hears the right sound, he doesn't delay. The right sound brings him on the scene. He rushed down. Everything was about ready to change. Come on now. We about ready to make a sound, and God's going to rush down. Everything's about ready to change. We're going to begin to see God turn everything, and he's going to turn it because we're agreeing. We're making the right sound. We're tapping into something. Come on. Let me show you again how this works. Because most of you are stuck because of your sound. And some of you need to ask God to open your ears to hear the next sound. Because faith comes by hearing, and you can't produce it. He's the author and finisher of it. But you can ask God to open your ears, and faith comes by, give me a hearing ear, God. Because if I have a hearing ear, it's going to produce faith. Because whatever you speak in is faith. You'll never hear God speak depression. In fact, he said, if you don't know what to do, make the right sound. If anyone lacks wisdom, ask, and believe that you're going to, don't be double-minded, but ask and I'll give it to you. He said, call unto me in Jeremiah 33:3, make the right sound and I'll show you something. He said, many of us, our failure is trying to get God to answer prayer when he did 2,000 years ago. If you're asking the Lord to heal you, he did it 2,000 years ago. If you're asking God to forgive you, it's one thing to ask personal forgiveness, but you need to understand he's not going to pay for your sin at that moment. He already did. It's a done deal according to God's eyes. So he's not. The question is not asking God to do something as much as it is God says, your entire inheritance is voice activated. Your voice activates your inheritance. So he said, you have not because you ask not. Come on. And he said, if you ask anything according to my will in 1 John 5:14, he didn't say that he will answer you. He said he will hear you. And if he hears you, you already got it because he already provided it. He was just waiting for the voice. He was just waiting for the voice. Isaiah 65:24 said, before you called, I answered. While you're speaking, I hear. Come on. See, this happens in every way. My son, I remember years ago, we're going to Branson, Missouri. We hang out there because I'm only 4 hours from there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, we're on our way to Branson, and we had just listened to a cassette series back in those days. At least it wasn't reel to reel. But it was a cassette series on Money Cometh to Me Now. So my son really was impacted by that. So we're driving down the road, and all of a sudden he speaks up. He said, Daddy, God's telling us to say, "You money cometh to me now." He said, now say it, Daddy. And I felt like, I don't want to say it. The vacation is paid for. Don't you judge me. I don't go near a church on vacation. I don't. I'm in church 200 some odd times a year. If I'm on vacation, I'm not going near a church, because if I go near a church, the first thing I do is see what they're either doing right or wrong, taking notes, and then I'm in work mode. Come on. But on the way, he kept saying, Daddy, say it. And I thought, oh. And, if you've ever had kids, you eventually give in because you just want them to be quiet. So he said, Daddy, say it. I said, okay, money cometh to me now. He said, Daddy, say it like you mean it. And I kind of mouthed it. So we stopped because we stop at every rest area along the way. It's a family thing. So we stopped and got out of the car, and actually the missionary we support in the Ukraine, he was just coming out. My son had never met him yet. So he was coming out, and I said, Joey, meet this man of God. And he came over there, and I said, Jim, and Jim King is his name. And I said, Jim, this is my son Joey. And Jim reached out his hand, and right before my son shook his hand, he said, Lord, I'll do that. And he pulls out his wallet, hands him a $50 bill, and said, God told me to give this to you. My son looks at me and said, you didn't get anything, did you? And then he said, you didn't get it because you wouldn't say it. You didn't get it because you wouldn't say it. You didn't get it. And I thought it was so cute. I mean, I thought that was kind of funny. And then the Lord said, He's right. He's right. There's so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more. You have not because you ask not. Come on. Ask and you shall receive, and your joy will be made full. Until now, you've asked for nothing in my name. See, I found out it's the right sound that releases everything. There's a now sound in the heavenlies right now. And God's going to give you the right sound at the right time. And I'll guarantee you, whatever sound it is, it will be faith. It will be faith. It will be faith. It won't be unbelief. It will be faith. Come on. And many times it will be calling things that are not yet here as though they are. That's the only way things happen in the kingdom, is the right sound. The right sound. God may show it to you in the spirit, but if you don't speak it, it never comes. The power of life and death and creativity is in your tongue. And when we begin to speak, we'll take over places. Come on. We'll take back what the enemy's stolen, and we'll do it by the power of faith. There are a lot of fights we don't have to fight, but we have to speak so God can fight. See, God wants to release us. If there's anything I came here to main for, I want to release you. I'm speaking, release in any area, release. Some of you may be financially bound up. Well, God's still the provider. I speak release. Some of you physically, you need a miracle. I've been there before. I'm grateful. And there are times it takes a while to get there. But you know something? I have to step out of looking at things as final and step back in and keep saying what God says until the performance takes place. See, I've learned something right now. God is looking for a people that will speak so he can do. So as soon as Zion makes the right sound, it will give birth. There's something about it. There's something about it. Something stirring on some of you guys, and you know the place you are is way too limited. God said, I won't bring my kids, my children, into their full potential. I want to bring them into their full potential. I want to bring them into full fruitfulness. Many of them have been faithful in a little area, but I want to bring them out of that little area. I'm calling them out of that little area and make them faithful over much. So right now, I want to pray for people right now. That's what I do. And if you say, man, I'm stepping out. I'm becoming uncaged this year. I'm going to become uncaged this year. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Many of you, you know what cages are holding you. You know that. They're not supposed to hold you. There's no cage that can hold you. I want to begin to pray for those to get uncaged. There's a lion of Judah on the inside of you. We were never to be like the lion at the zoo. There's nothing sadder to me than a lion in the zoo. Because it's not the right environment to see the king of the beast trapped in a little area when it was never supposed to be in a little area. Come on. And God says in the last days, I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you out to bring you in. I'm bringing you out. I'm going to give you the sound. I'll give you the sound. You just got to give it back to me. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. And if you'll repeat to me what I'm telling you, we can make history. If you hear from heaven, you can reshape this entire area. First thing I need to do is I want everyone to declare Jesus is Lord. Thank you. You're the king of my heart, Lord. And some of you, if you're not right with God, just one moment. Just say, okay, God, I'm yours now. I'm giving you everything. I'm just giving you everything. I'm letting go of everything. I'm just inviting you in. I'm inviting you in. I don't care how badly you messed up. Don't allow your experiences to dictate the rest of your life. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't let the devil's sound of condemnation hold you back. Don't let disappointment hold you back, because the enemy will always tie you to the sound of where it didn't look like the prayers worked. Something's about ready to break down. The anointing of God's about ready to break now. There's a new sound from heaven that's in this church right now. Some of you, honestly, you're going to begin to speak faith like never before. And the glory of God. Some of you, your healing is one sound away. See, the blind man cried out to Jesus, and a sound stopped him in his tracks. Come on. Without the sound, he wouldn't have stopped. But when you make the right sound, God makes house calls. Come on. He's about ready to make a house call. He's about ready to do what only he can do. I don't care how long it's been stuck. It's about ready to get unstuck. I don't care how long you've been standing in faith for something. Suddenly, some of you are going to hear a sound of suddenly. A suddenly faith. All of a sudden, you just know. I always tell the story of my son when he was 7 years old and gave everything he had to help starving kids in Africa. He picked up his piggy bank, brought back in the living room. We were watching a documentary. He said, "Daddy, I'm giving this way you giving." And when he picked up the piggy bank, the Lord spoke to him, "Now I can trust you." He's 7. He said, "I've given you a $1 billion brain." He said, "You're going to build an orphanage in every country in the world." From that moment on, he'd walk around saying, I got a $1 billion brain. Everyone thought he was, cute little kid. Crazy, but cute. His first $1 billion idea came when he was 21 years old. Has sold now $4.9 billion worth of. He now deals with hundreds of billions of dollars. And there are thousands of people that are being fed today because a 7-year-old boy heard from heaven. It changed everything. One word's going to change everything. One word, some of you are going to hear it. You're going to hear it in your spirit. And you say, now faith is. Something's going to rise, and all of a sudden you know your life was changed. Come on. Because that word will become a fire in your bones. You can't contain it. And there's a fresh anointing all over you for such a time as this. And you guys are going to dream so big, it's ridiculous. We're watching where we are when we bought the mall. See, that's it. That's the heartbeat of God in you. See, God will give us his heart as we cry out. He'll move heaven to earth to make those visions come alive. You guys might as well dream so big. Some of you are catching a miracle right now physically. You're catching a miracle. God's being released it right now. Just receive it. You're catching your miracle. Your body is being released. See, God has a way of speaking and realigning through words. See, when we hear from heaven and align with heaven, eventually, sometimes, and it's always suddenly, but sometimes suddenly takes a while. But then suddenly, you talk about someone that was in a cage. My friend was in a wheelchair for 16 years as still a fairly young man. No medical hope at all of ever regaining anything. He heard one word from heaven. One word got him out. One word's getting you out. One word's bringing some. Many of you, God's telling you right now, step on out. Sometimes we're in the cage that the door's already been opened, but we're so used to being in the cage. Step on out. I don't care how many generations have lived in that cage. That generational curse is broken in Jesus' name. But I found out is God is not, he has no favorites or all favorites. He's not a respecter of person, but he is a respecter of faith. Jesus constantly said to people, according to your faith, so be it. According to your faith. And he'd come up to them when the need was obvious and still say, what do you want me to do for you? Because he wanted them to voice it. Some of you think God already knows what you need. Yes, he does. But until you voice it, you're not really giving them permission to meet that need. He's going to begin to give us voice. What was impossible is now possible. He's going to fulfill the dreams of your heart, so you might as well get excited about it. You might as well dream so big, girl, that only God, only God, only God, only God, only God. You got a bright future and you got a bright hope. And he's lifting you up now. So many times we look at what we've been through and we don't see a way. But God usually gives us a word that opens up our eyes to see. And he said, if you're not seeing, you can even pray, open my eyes that I might see the inheritance that's already mine. It's already mine. I'm possessing areas right now where we are moving so fast right now. We have literally broken the acceleration barrier where we are. There's a spurt. There's a growth spurt that comes, and we're never too old and never too young to have it. Faith is the great equalizer. The great equalizer. You're never too young, you're never too old. You're just right, and the deal is still on. The deal is still on. Everything he's promised you, he's going to do for you. Everything he promised. Sometimes we got to pull them off the shelf. Because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. You know what God says? One thing I can't do is take that gift off of you. Think about that. He can't do it. See, when you know what God can do, then you know what he will do. He can't lie. Come on. He cannot lie, so as he's spoken, it's going to happen. He cannot lie. He cannot pull gifts off of you. It's already yours. Some of you are going to catch this right now. There's a move of God coming. There's a sound that's coming in the realm of the Spirit that literally is going to resound. Come on. It's going to shake the kingdom of darkness because the king himself is going to ride on it. Where you've been stuck, you're going to be unstuck. All of a sudden, you're going to see what's been there all along, but you couldn't see it until you made the right sound. But when you made the right sound, you begin to see it. Come on. See, the promised land started with a promise. So the promised land started with a sound. Come on. Come on. Some of you are catching this right now. The promised land started with a promise. God spoke, God spoke, God spoke. Come on. Some of you catching the spirit of faith right now. There's an explosion in this place. And God will use the weirdest people. He will. Every one of you is so unique. Don't you lose that. Don't you lose that. Don't you lose that. Don't you lose a little bit of your cray-cray. Come on. Because your cray-cray is the right bait for somebody. Come on. You've got souls attached to you, but you have to be genuine and your light has to be real. And all you got to do is be your anointed self. And next thing you know, things begin to flow. When God called me to ministry, I thought it was the greatest joke he ever played on the church. Then I met and started ministering with Jesse DePlantis, and then I became the second greatest joke.